An upper-level low-pressure system moving up the coast today will move away from the region heading into the middle of the week. In the meantime, we'll have scattered showers and the possibility for thunderstorms, especially from the Hudson Valley east through New England, closer to the low. Areas to the north and east will have a better chance of avoiding the showers throughout the day today, and high temperatures will remain mild in the low and mid-70s for most. With the low moving away and high pressure building in, clearing will take hold tonight, and areas that picked up some rain may see some dense fog forming up. A weak disturbance will make a glancing blow to northern areas with some extra clouds and a few scattered showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon on Wednesday. Temperatures will be a touch warmer in the 70s to near 80 degrees for most. That front is expected to stall out, then return north as a warm front on Thursday, again with some extra clouds and scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. In the wake of that warm front, temperatures should top out in the low and mid 80s with upper 70s for most northern areas. For later in the week and into Memorial Day weekend, a summer-like pattern will set up with some possible afternoon showers and thunderstorms popping up, along with unseasonably warm and humid air hanging around, bringing the unofficial kickoff to summer a very summer-like feel. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's an enhanced risk of severe storms for the eastern Texas panhandle into central Kansas. There's an enhanced risk of severe storms from northeastern Colorado into western Nebraska, and a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across much of the central and southern plains, with a marginal risk of severe storms over much of the plains. Severe thunderstorms are likely this afternoon and evening from northeastern Colorado into much of western Nebraska, with a few severe storms likely from the eastern Texas panhandle into central Kansas, too. The primary threat in these areas will be very large hail. Other sporadic, marginally severe storms are possible over a wide area from the upper and middle Mississippi Valley southward into Texas. A low-pressure trough will deepen across the central high plains with modest southwesterly flow aloft overspreading the region, with the main upper jet and shortwave trough across the southwestern U.S. and northern Mexico. Southwesterly surface flow across the plains will maintain a very moist and unstable air mass, with weak convergence along a dry line and upslope flow leading to scattered severe storms, most numerous from Colorado into Nebraska. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, we'll have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, so it'll be a cloudy day with a high temperature near 70 degrees. In Boston, a chance of showers and storms during the morning hours and cloudy into the afternoon, a high temperature in the low 60s. And in Buffalo, a sunny day with a high in the mid-70s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 72 degrees with a record of 92 set in 1964. Normal minimum temperature is 50 degrees with a record of 29. Set in 1963. Sunrise and sunset data for today, May the 24th, 2016. Sunrise at 5:24 a.m. and sunset will come at 8:20 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny with scattered showers today, maybe some scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, a high in the mid-70s. For tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with some scattered showers in the evening, lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England. For today, cloudy with some scattered showers and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, high temperature in the low 70s. For tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, as well as Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny this afternoon, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high temperature in the mid-70s, and for tonight it'll be partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, cloudy with scattered showers today, some scattered thunderstorms possible. Possible this afternoon, highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. For today, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and scattered thunderstorms possible in the afternoon, a high in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers this evening, then becoming partly cloudy overnight, lows in the mid-50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, mostly sunny, a chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, a high temperature in the upper 70s and low 80s. For Thursday, mostly sunny, a chance of afternoon showers and storms, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. For Friday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Partly sunny Saturday, a chance of afternoon showers and storms, highs in the low to mid 80s. And Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms, a high temperature in the low and mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.